My name's Dale Strickland, and I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I've been a listener to Wyoming Public Radio ever since I came to Wyoming in 1972 as a graduate student at the University of Wyoming. I listened to Wyoming Public Radio for free for a number of years, but then realized that I should be supporting public radio financially because it was so important to me, and because some of the qualities I treasured about Wyoming Public Radio were because of its the nature of its funding. So I have been a contributor ever since, and recently became a member of the leadership circle. I think all listeners should donate what they can afford. I believe that it is up to the individual donor to decide at what level they can support public radio. However, I think given the value of public radio to the state of Wyoming and to its citizens, I encourage listeners that can afford it to join the leadership circle. After all, it's not much more expensive than a couple of trips to a nice restaurant each month, so it's not a huge cost. And we need to do what we can to maintain the tremendous quality of Wyoming Public Radio. I think the primary role of public radio should be unbiased news coverage, from local news to international news. I also think public radio plays an important role in providing more detailed coverage of news that isn't possible with commercial radio stations. And I think public radio can be a valuable source of variety shows that attract a different kind of audience than commercial radio stations. Science Friday and TED Talk are good examples, but there are numerous other examples of the more nice variety shows. My favorite show on the weekend is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I love that political satire, the comedy it brings to my life. It always helps to be able to laugh about politics sometimes. I have a lot of favorite programs on public radio. If I had to pick one, though, it would be Science Friday. I am a scientist, or my chosen career is in science, and I love the varied topics that are presented on Science Friday, and I like the fact that there's a variety of scientific issues that are covered, from technology through natural resources, through medicine, and through science and space. The variety is tremendous. I listen to the radio in my vehicle a lot, probably more so than anywhere else. I listen to it some at home, but I also listen to it in the vehicle a lot when I'm traveling and when I'm commuting back and forth to work. And so at least once a week, there will be a driveway moment where I just don't want to turn the car off or don't want to get out of the car until I've heard the rest of the story. I think recently it was coverage of the school shootings in Lakeland, Florida. I've had numerous driveway moments while listening to TED Talks, for example. I listen to public radio, as I said, from the home and from the automobile. I also have a small Bluetooth speaker I travel with. So when I am on the road, for example, I was in Albuquerque for 2 days this week, I have my little speaker with me, and I listen to public radio in the morning when I'm getting ready to go to my meetings, or when I'm taking a break in my motel room. I take it on hunting trips, and sometimes it bugs my hunting buddies that I'm listening to public radio while we're sitting around getting ready to go hunting. But it's a real treat to be able to listen to a high quality public radio station, regardless of where I am. And having traveled a lot, I find Wyoming Public Radio to be the best public radio station that I've found throughout the country. Our youngest son lives in New York, and he still listens to public radio over the internet because, as I do, he feels like it's the best public radio station going. I travel a lot out of state anymore. I used to travel in state most of the time, but I travel both in state and out of state too. And it's great never to be very far from Wyoming and PR. And my wife and children all are fans of NPR. I'd have to admit, probably not as big a fan as I am, but they all listen to NPR.